With California Ag Today, I'm Tim Hammerich. The idea of using gene editing in livestock may appear controversial to some on the surface, but once you dig into some of the examples of what it can do, the case becomes quite compelling. UC Cooperative Extension Specialist Dr. Allison Van Enenem cites the example of producing cattle without horns, which can contribute to animal welfare and efficiency.
Horns are quite dangerous both to human handlers and also their herd mates. And so they're routinely removed to basically as a safety measure for the animals and their handlers. And genome editing offers an opportunity to use genetics to do the same thing genetically.
Van Enenem says conventional breeding has produced cattle without horns, but
the reason most farmers don't use bulls with the dominant not growing horns allele is because they tend to be low genetic merit bulls. And so you lose quite a bit of value in their daughters in terms of milk production to get the trait of not growing horns. And so what kind of genome editing offers the opportunity is to introduce the trait into very elite genetics so that you don't have to have the trade-off of losing, you know, the milk production value.
The public is invited to attend a webinar about gene editing for animal welfare this Saturday, April 17th. The registration link can be found on this report's webpage at aginfo.net. With the Ag Information Network of the West, this is California Ag Today. I'm Tim Hammerich.